June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Good morning, Metroplex. Sean, RJ, and Bobby with you here on your home of the Texas Rangers and Dallas Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan. Miles Garrett, you may have seen. Was he there when you were there?
Were you there?
At the Ranger game, Peyton?
No.
Or did you leave before first pitch?
Yeah, I left before. No, he was there Sunday. He threw out first pitch Sunday.
Miles Garrett was out there throwing out the first pitch in Arlington, and reporters caught up with him. Who's the Rangers?
Abby Jones.
Abby Jones. Abby Jones wanted to give her the credit, caught up with Miles, and asked about Micah's contract.
He can deserve whatever he's earned. I mean, guy's special. Of course, I got the chance to train with him. And, you know, I've seen his work ethic. I've seen how he attacks, the weights, running. You know, he's 100% committed to his craft and getting better every day. And someone produces on the field and has that level of dedication, to the game. You should get every penny he's owed.
So the defensive end sign off from Miles Garrett.
Yeah, and you have to, like at the position that he plays, he has to. The NFLPA puts a lot of pressure on guys at the same position to, like, hey, if you're at the top of the market, you better not send any trickle down the market to guys who are beneath you at the same position. So Miles, you better get everything you can. Mikey, you better get everything you can. And when you get everything you can, like as you're going for that, if you get asked about somebody's contract, if you get asked about another defensive end, yeah, they deserve everything. Trey Hendrickson, Cincinnati's doing him wrong. Trey Hendrickson deserves his money and they need to handle him. It's just wrong what they're doing to a guy like that. He's just so good. Because if you take a discount, you end up drawing the anger of the PA and a lot of players beneath you. There were offensive linemen for years that really resented the Tyron Smith deal. There were, there still are quarterbacks who resent the deal that Mahomes took, where Mahomes took that like 20-year deal to spread everything out. And there were quarterbacks who were like, dude, we were good. We were making money. They were having to reset all the time. Why did you do that? You could have pushed this up for everybody else. You bring everybody else up with you. So yeah, typically the expectation is, Miles, you get asked about it, you don't even take a no comment. You take a give him everything. I don't talk about a man's money. No, you talk about his money because that's your money and that's everybody else's money at your position too.
And RJ, you have been monitoring, of course, your favorite player, TJ Watt, what the Pittsburgh Steelers are going to do with him. Trey Hendrickson is still trying to get paid. And I could not believe what you sent over yesterday when it came to the Steelers negotiation.
So this is, I mean, Ian Rapoport said they're going to try to give him as much. They want to wait. They want to wait for all the other tea leaves to go to give him more.
Wow.
And their thought is that, like, this is like kind of the Steelers' way. And it sets the tone for what fans and the analysts can expect for what he's going to wind up getting. But
man, I was listening to someone that I cannot remember who it was. It's driving me crazy. I think it was an insider, someone credible.
Me.
And they were like, credible. And they were like, who says TJ Watt is going to get 40? I don't think TJ Watt is going to go ahead and set this brand new standard that the Cowboys have to leapfrog. Someone was suggesting that, like, that they don't want to pay his next contract that much, but yeah. Rapoport's saying different.
Yeah, and he says if Watt signs a deal below Garrett's, that sends a message, right? It sends a message inside the locker room that about how they treat the players. But also, and this one I found fascinating about the fans. Like, the fans respond externally. He's a fan favorite, the face of the franchise, and basically the idea is anything short of a record-setting deal is going to, like, kind of be poor optics for the fan base. Like, look, I get, like, they operate a little bit differently than the rest of the league. Cowboys kind of operate in a similar way from the mom-and-pop way. They're just a mom-and-pop franchise. They don't have this conglomerate as an owner. They're one of the oldest ownerships in the league. Giants, them, etc. They just operate a little differently. Like, they're like, we're going to pay our guy the most. We don't care if it hurts some other position. It's very odd. It's very odd. But if it's like, if they think it's going to make their locker room better, that's their culture.
Yeah, there's also, I know there's a thought process between or behind some of this. It's like economics. Like, you'll have economists who can be really well informed and really well educated, and they all still see the answers to the economy differently. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the same sort of thing sort of with salary cap management, that I don't know if this is just talk from Pittsburgh, but I know that there are other teams who would approach it similarly and say, this is the last contract TJ Watt is getting, in all likelihood here, because he is, you know, getting older. And if we pay him too early and others reset the market, he'll play on this deal for 2 years and then he'll be demanding a new deal after the 2 year mark. If we just take care of him as the top of the market now, then what happens is that he'll probably play this out to the end, not ask for a redo of his deal. And we end up saving money in the long haul because we didn't pay him that chunk of money for 2 years and then reset the market 2 years from now too, when he's demanding another extension.
Give him like 4 years and blow it up.
So the idea is just like, yeah, all right, reset it for 4 years and take it. And you've told him, we set you at the highest mark, instead of, we tried to prioritize getting you done and then we let a bunch of other people come in ahead of you, and now you're demanding more money in 2 years, the way somebody like Tyreek Hill or Ramsey or like Lamar's about to do, that they're demanding extensions after 2 years.
Could be the only fan base who is like, no, we want less pie for everyone else. Just reward the player and give him the most. Because that's not how it usually works. Maybe the Laker fan base with the last Kobe contract, where they wanted to reward him for the pass. But no, I want my team to save. I want my team to save for other players.
I mean, this is the same organization that we talked about yesterday that thought he was saving the environment by handing back a pen after they had him staple down an entire tree to print off the playbook with Aaron Rodgers.
But maybe the locker room or players would appreciate it. But then they'll be like, you going to treat me the same? But they're not TJ Watt.
Obviously, it was a different question, because at the end of his career, he was nowhere near the top of the market. But would it be viewed similarly potentially as, I don't think anybody would have complained necessarily at the end of his career if the Mavericks would have maxed out Dirk.
No.
And so I don't know if that's just where it's a thing where they go, you know what, he's at the end, just give him a big payday.
But he's got more left than Dirk or Kobe had.
That's why I say it's different, because Dirk definitely was not a max player at the end.
Right, but like, you know, the difference is like, the Steelers are kind of talking out of both sides of their mouth here. Like, why would you get Aaron Rodgers if you're not trying to compete and win now? He's not a future player. So, you know, if you're going to compete and win now, you know, does it make sense to give TJ the max?
Do you think a TJ Watt deal could hurt the Cowboys?
I think it's what Steven said the whole time. They have their hands around generally what it's going to cost Micah. I think everybody knows. The only way it could do it is like when J.C. Horn signed his deal, and all of a sudden you're going, oh my gosh, J.C. Horn just got that much money at corner.
That would be Trey Hendrickson here.
Yeah, which I don't anticipate would happen with TJ Watt. I don't think TJ Watt's going to get 45 and all of a sudden make everybody go, oh my gosh, nobody saw this reset coming. But yeah, I think that everybody knows generally Micah's going to come in around probably 41 to 43.
Rappaport and the NFL Network discussed Micah Parsons.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tea Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tea Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tea Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA or menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Apparently telling Clarence Hill all you're doing is making the price go up by waiting.
Yeah, and if the Cowboys want all of the info, they may have to wait a little bit because there's still several edge rushers who may get done before Micah Parsons. And you're right, Parsons was fascinating in that article acknowledging that there was a sort of kind of negotiation with Jerry Jones without his agent. From the sounds of it, sounds like the term was just as much of an issue as money. In other words, the Cowboys like longer deals. David Mulugeta, who is Micah Parsons' agent, generally pushes for shorter deals. Perhaps that was part of the issue as far as why this did not get done. We have so many edge guys that need to get done. Trey Hendrickson, we've talked about a ton. Aiden Hutchinson, now that he's healthy, could that deal get done? Could that affect Micah Parsons? TJ Watt did not show up to minicamp. That likely affects Micah Parsons. So it certainly seems like Parsons is content to wait. But in reading these comments and kind of understand the landscape of things, it seems like he's acknowledging like maybe there's a window. If the Cowboys wanted to get it done, they maybe could do that. It just doesn't seem like they're going to. So here's what I expect, Tom. 2 hours before kickoff, you and I will be furiously texting each other, just like we were during the Dak Prescott negotiations, try to figure out, is this going to happen before game day morning signs off or just after?
Did a sit down with RJ Ochoa yesterday. Blogging the boys. And he asked why I thought these contracts keep getting delayed. Because RJ, like myself, refuses to believe that the Joneses are bad business people and that they are incompetent.
What's your point?
And I said, well, you tell me what you think. And he said, I don't have a definite answer, but if I had to lean on one, it would be for the attention and to stay in the headlines. That the $3 million you may lose waiting on Micah Parsons is more than made up in all the shows and all the radio stations talking about you in the dead period over a subject like this. But we threw out a bunch of different theories. Maybe it is some financial incompetence. Maybe you are behind the times. Maybe it is a stubbornness. Maybe it is the agent that's waiting things out. Micah Parsons' agent knows, like Dak, he's got the Cowboys by the balls.
Mm-hmm.
He got the Cowboys by the ball. So, I had heard someone else say it wouldn't surprise me if, Micah's agent wasn't picking up because they're just going to continue to barely creep up on not a low ball offer, but something that they're not willing to instantly sign. So, fine. Haven't missed camp. You're burning up your window. You're screwing up the first year, Brian Schottenheimer. You learned the lesson with CeeDee Lamb. You need him. You are going to put him on the field. So we'll just wait until you come up to our number. So I don't rule out the agents, delaying this process as well.
I think there's also a level of this.
I know we all just want to say all the time, they're horrible negotiators and they keep doing it.
I think there's a level of it as well, though, that is I'm going to make them understand they get paid when I say they get paid.
Okay.
I think there is something to the idea of just.
But then and I'm arguing with you, mm-hmm. but the instant statement back is, Wow, you're telling me when I get paid what you don't want to pay me and that I've been asking for the whole time. So yeah. I won the negotiation. You just win the time.
100%.
I'm going to starve in the meantime.
There's an aspect of that that like totally feels silly. There's also the idea of you watch other leagues. Watch the NBA, for instance. The NBA, the players run the league. Like there is something still to the idea of just the owners are what everything comes down to in the NFL. And Jerry probably knows that better than anybody else. And there's, I would imagine there's something where it's like, all right, if we're going to pay this amount anyway, which we're probably going to end up paying, you're going to wait as long as you are going to wait to get this. Because you're going to understand mm-hmm. that I ultimately sign your checks and I determine when you get your money.
Look, I do the same thing. I pay my mortgage the last possible day I can before I get fined. I'm waiting. You know, it doesn't benefit me at all.
Yeah.
It's just I'm hanging on to my money until, like, you'll get your money. You get your money on this is Arkansas. This is straight Arkansas business, man. That's what this is. Walmart does the same damn thing. You got a 90-day vendor thing, you get paid on the 90th day at the final minute. That's how we're like, it's crazy. Look, I don't know why we do it. I don't know why I do it with that, but it's not even on like the first. I got a 15-day grace period. I'm waiting those 15 days.
I like to pay instantly to get it off my back. To know what I have in my account and not say, oh, I'm going to subtract that couple thousand. Oh, that's going to be gone. I don't want to owe anyone. Get it off my conscience. All right, so there is a little Inside the Star on your home of the Dallas Cowboys. Why are people still reporting that Jason Kidd to New York is alive? And the latest on the Kevin Durant sweepstakes after NBA Finals Game 5 last night. Next on 105.3 The Fan.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.